Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now. That ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. And I ain't got no honey baby now. Ain't got no honey baby now. Did all I could do. Did all I could say.
Welcome back to Bill D. the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Ain't gonna be treated this way.
That's a great example. In fact, just quick side question here, and then we just got one more and we'll wrap it up. But you've been in the oil and gas business for a long time, and to see Williston go to those lengths to build that type of environment. I talked to the airport director. We had congressmen and the senators on talking about the overall symbolism of this air traffic and what that's saying to the rest of the world about the Bakken. When you can do things, I mean, pretty much every airport in North Dakota has gotten major upgrades. And when you look at the air travel, transportation, where the upgrades have happened, to me that really symbolizes that North Dakota is serious about doing business with a lot of different people because we're upgrading the airports. Does that make sense to you?
Well, absolutely. 2016 was a down year for air transportation in and out of North Dakota, but that's understandable with the slowdown in industry. I think, you know, one of the biggest symbols that you can look at for how the Bakken has changed North Dakota and will change it for years to come is, even in the face of all of this, the 2016 census sets a new record for North Dakota population. It would have been a much higher record with better oil prices, but that will come in the future. So even in the face of what happened with oil prices and oil activity in 2016, you saw Watford City build the recreation facility and their new high school. You see Williston building a new airport, and you see record population numbers for the state of North Dakota.
All right, final question. Lynn Helms, is a director or president of the North Dakota Oil and Gas?
I'm the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. That includes the director of the Oil and Gas Division, which is the regulatory arm, and the director over the Geological Survey, which is the publication, evaluation, promotion arm of the Industrial Commission in terms of mineral resources. So I kind of oversee both aspects of that, and I've got assistant directors that take each one of those as an individual area of expertise.
I'll admit, a lot of times I just copy and paste. I take your title from your homepage and copy and paste it. So I'm a product of not educating myself. I do apologize. But last question is about technology. We have a new governor in North Dakota who's got a technology background. He's going to sit on the Industrial Commission, obviously. You're a big proponent of technology. You've seen the changes with the walking rigs to the horizontal drilling. Just kind of an overall view of where you see technology going over the next couple years in the Bakken.
One thing we've been observing, and we're seeing it even within our own agency, is the efficiencies that technology is yielding. So as the drilling technology and the hydraulic fracturing technology has gotten better, companies are able to drill more wells and produce more oil with less inputs, less people inputs, and less capital inputs. We're able to inspect and enforce over many, many more wells using technology than what we could in the past. Our current system is 13 years old. We just did a business process analysis, and we're looking at an upgrade to that system in order to move into the future. Another area I think where technology is going to play a big role is in terms of pipeline oversight. And so there's a lot of work, a lot of effort going into that area to be able to use technologies like drones and SCADA systems and computational management systems on pipelines to detect leaks, to monitor things, and to be a lot more efficient.
So we are looking at the integration of the UAS industry or drones into the Bakken in the next couple of years, at least as far as you've seen as proposals and plans and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've funded some research council proposals for the initial steps in doing that, and we can see them being used in terms of monitoring and as well as in terms of looking at reclamation and footprint and all of those areas.
Well, that's all I got, unless you have anything that you think we missed or anything you want to touch on and that sort of thing?
No, I can't think of anything else. What we saw happen with production, what we're seeing happen with rig count and permitting and oil prices, that the worst of this downturn is behind us, and that we're going to go back into a growth mode. A lot of uncertainty as to how rapid that growth will be, but the shrinking oil patch in the Bakken is now behind us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Who'll sing the song? Who'll rock the cradle when you're gone? It's all rock the cradle. I will sing this song, and it's all rock the cradle when you're gone.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. But more importantly, the Davis Refinery is going to provide jobs, hiring locals first, as well as those who have served our military. After construction, the Davis Refinery is going to employ 200 permanent jobs in Belfield, North Dakota. Studies show that those 200 permanent jobs will have a social impact and a ripple for 2,500 jobs. That's the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group, powering a working North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Over the last decade, EPA has been a constant source of concern for so many North Dakotans. This is one of the most important nominees that we have to vet. Meeting someone firsthand, as I did, gives you a better sense of how they look at issues, how they think about issues, because we don't know everything that's going to come up over this next time period. But it was a wonderful opportunity to really discuss North Dakota issues and what North Dakota's concerns are, many of which have been shared by the people in Oklahoma. And so I look forward to confirmation hearings, hearing more about this nominee. But as I said, the EPA nominee is critically important to the state of North Dakota, and we intend to be very engaged in this vetting process.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Coal mine, coal mine, I coal mine.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Judge found me guilty and I'll hold my head and cry. Lord,
the oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.